Throne of Isis by Judith Tarr. Read by Grace Conlon. Act 1. Alexandria and Tarsus. 41 to 40 BC. Chapter 1. Once the chamber had been all gold. Now it was gold and crystal, and in the center of it, dead image of a living name, the king. The embalmers of Egypt had done what they could do to a man dead of fever in the Babylonian summer. They had not wrapped him, or he had been unwrapped long ago, even before the splendor of his golden sarcophagus was sold off by a successor king with debts to pay. His armor glittered in the light of the lamps. His face was now in shadow, now in light. The life that had animated it, and, the tale said, made it beautiful, was gone. Flesh had sunk in on strong bones, strong brow, strong arched nose, strong chin. The hair was bright still, near as bright as the gold, cut and combed to fall like a lion's mane. Dione traced the carved letters of the name. Alexandros. Alexander. The rest of it, the titles, the prayers, the grandiosities of kings, mattered little as the death that in its way had made him immortal. She looked from the dead face to one as alive as any could be. The dead man was the prettier, but for character there were few to match this woman who had turned from the bier to pace the wide, gleaming chamber. Even Dione suspected the great Alexander.